And hello again, everybody, to another episode of Dad Family Tribute with Dad and Lad. My name is Evan. I'm the dad, and I'm joined, as always, by my side by
me, Emmett, the lad.
Today's episode is being recorded live here at Cycling Brews in De Pere, Wisconsin. Welcome, everybody. Welcome our live audience. Can you give yourselves a big round of applause? Yeah, we're really excited to have everybody here. We're going to be featuring trivia today with our live audience members, as well as the lad in general, just like we normally do in our normal shows. So we're really excited to have you all here. And so we're going to get started. Our theme today is really kid-centered. We are going to be doing 2010s pop culture trivia. That's what we've got on the docket today. So for those of you that are playing in here, in the room, you got your answer sheets with you. Just follow along as we answer or ask the questions. I'll be asking the questions of the lad and also with some of our help from our audience members. And then at the end, we'll tally up all of them and we'll see how we do. Without further ado, lad, are you excited for 2010 pop culture trivia?
Oh boy, am I pumped.
Yeah, this one should be fun. So do you know what pop culture is?
Anything really in general? Like,
yeah, that's about right. Yeah. Like stuff like movies, TV, music, that kind of thing.
Entertainment.
Yeah, that's the right idea. So we're going to jump into it. We have our first five questions are our easiest questions. We trivia call tots. This round
the Trivia Tots. Almost forgot that.
Yes, the Trivia Tots round. And we have a audience member coming up to join us for the very first question. Audience member, can you come up to the mic and tell us your name?
The other Emmett.
The other Emmett. If you did listen before, Emmett joined us for our first recording episode at the last event that we did. It was really awesome. So thank you for coming back, Emmett. That's great. We're really happy to have you here. All right, question number one. Who sang the pop hit Shake It Off in 2014? So everyone's writing those answers down. All right, Emmett 2, guest Emmett, we're gonna have you give your answer. What do you think?
Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift, lad, what do you think? Did you agree with him?
Yep, I do.
Yeah, do you guys like Taylor Swift?
Meh. No.
That's all right. You can't win them all. But no, the answer is Taylor Swift. All right.
Let's go. Two for two.
Yeah, one for one.
No, he's two for
two. Oh, he's two for two. Yeah, you're right. Lad's got a better memory than the dad does. Absolutely. Yes, two for two. Excellent. Thank you so much, Emmett, for coming up. All right. We're going to move right on to question number two. What princess has long magical hair and stars in the Disney movie Tangled? Long hair in the movie Tangled. What do you think, lad?
Rapunzel.
Rapunzel. How sure are you? Give me a percentage.
110.
110%. Rapunzel is correct. Very nice. Yes, so Tangled was the first Disney movie to feature CGI princesses. That was actually like the first princess movie that they used CGI for. It was just kind of a fun little fact there. Chicken Little was the first fully CGI movie. Chicken Little is no princess. Not at all. All right, question number three. Complete this famous phrase from the movie Guardians of the Galaxy. I am blank. Believe it or not, I've never seen this film. I know all about it. All right, lad, what do you think? I am
Groot.
I am Groot is correct. Never seen that movie, but I do have a favorite character, and it is Groot. I do love the fact that that's all he says, but he is incredibly expressive with just those three words. So that's fantastic.
I am Groot. I am Groot. I am Groot.
You can do so much with I am Groot. Fantastic. All right, question number four. Which video game where players explore, gather resources, build structures, and interact with a blocky three-dimensional world was really popular with kids in the 2010s? It wasn't just the 2010s, it's today as well. All right, lad, what is that video game?
Minecraft.
Minecraft is correct. Fantastic. Are you a Minecrafter?
I do prefer Fortnite, but I do like Minecraft.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Yeah. We got any Minecrafters in the audience? Where's my Minecrafters at? Raise your hand if you're a Minecrafter. All right, we got a couple. Absolutely. Yeah, Minecraft is a lot of fun. I never really got into it. Obviously, I'm a little older, but Minecraft does look like an amazing time to be able to play and create and stuff like that. So
I just like jumping off of stuff.
What was that?
I just like jumping off of high
stuff. You
just like
jumping off stuff? But what's the thing? Like there was a thing in the movie I remember that like when you're falling off a cliff or something, you throw down something.
A water bucket to cushion your fall.
A water bucket. That's
it's called the water bucket.
That's physics
clutch.
For you. Yep, that absolutely works. If you're falling off a cliff, just throw down a water bucket and you'll be just fine.
Please don't do that.
All right, question five. Which game involves slingshotting birds at unruly pigs, causing great destruction? All right, lad, what is the answer?
Angry Birds.
Angry Birds is correct. Who here has played Angry Birds before? Yeah, yeah. That was one of the best games to come out for like iPhone when the touch screens first came out. Angry Birds was one of the best games ever. So I can even jump on board with this one. That's a fun game. And the movies are pretty good too.
Yeah, I like the movies.
Like the bald eagle guy. I really like the eagle guy. He's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
All right, folks. The lad is an easy 5 for 5. Who here is 5 for 5? Raise your hand if you've got all 5 correct. Fantastic. We are doing great. But now, folks, the questions are about to get a lot more difficult. We call this round
the Mind Movers.
The Mind Movers, yes. So the next 5, they're not incredibly difficult. They're not impossible, but they get a little harder. And we're going to be joined by our next audience volunteer. Audience volunteer, come on up to the microphone. You can step up nice and close. Tell us what your name is.
Jameson.
Jameson. And I'm very familiar with Jameson. Jameson lives not too far from the Dad and Lad studios. I get to see him all the time. So thank you for coming, Jameson, and thanks for volunteering. He's going to help us out with question number 6. Here we go. This 2014 movie featured the song Everything is Awesome by the duo Tegan and Sarah. All right, Jameson, what do you think?
The Lego Movie.
The Lego Movie. What do you think, lad?
I also think the Lego Movie.
The Lego Movie is correct. Yes. All right. Very good, Jameson. Nice job. Yeah, the Lego Movie was incredibly nostalgic for a lot of people. Got people into Legos, had tons of really famous people. What was your favorite part from the Lego Movie? Do you have a favorite part? Or a favorite character, maybe?
Let me think.
I wonder.
Emmett.
Yes, Emmett is not directly named after the character from the Lego Movie.
It has one T.
Just happens to be, you know, a nice, happy part of that, so that's good. Awesome. Thank you so much, Jameson. We're going to move on to question 7. What was the name of the final movie in the Skywalker Star Wars saga? There are quite a few of them. We're looking for the last one to come out. The very last Star Wars movie in the Skywalker saga. All right, lad. What do you think?
The Rise of Skywalker or Skywalker? I just like to say things weirdly.
The Rise of Skywalker is a little weird, but yeah. That is correct. The Rise of Skywalker is correct. It was 9 films that started all the way back in 1977. Fantastic movies.
Technically 10 films. Well, 11 films, including Solo and Rogue One.
Rogue One's not really part of, like, the Skywalker thing, if we're going to get very particular here, actually.
Actually, it is part of it because it includes the Death Star and the Rebellion. So, according to my calculations, it is part of the Skywalker saga. Thank you very much.
All right. Excellent. So, Rise of Skywalker is correct. Question number 8. Which K-pop group exploded globally with one of their major songs being Dynamite? Which K-pop group exploded? Lad, let him hear.
BTS.
BTS is his guess. And for many people, probably the only K-pop band that many people have ever actually heard of. BTS is correct. They were a smash sensation. They made all kinds of records. They set records. They broke language barriers. They did all kinds of stuff. Fantastic group. Still making music today. Question number 9. What YouTube channel features colorful animated nursery rhymes, including the smash hit Baby Shark? What is the YouTube channel of Baby Shark? All right, lad, what do you think?
Pink Fong.
Pink Fong is correct. They say it right at the beginning when you hit a video, or if you ever had a real little one and you watched Baby Shark, they
Pink
say it right
Fong.
At the beginning. Pink Fong. Yeah. So that video, if I want to put things into perspective, that video I just checked yesterday has 16 billion views. 16 billion. That means that every person on the planet watched it twice. Every single one of us. That is scary. And finally, the last question of the mind move around. Question number 10. Which 2010s movie featured the line, "I'm not a toy, I'm a spork"? I'm not a toy, I'm a spork. Lad, what do you think?
Toy Story 4.
Toy Story 4 is correct. Very nice. Yeah, that one is, I think we actually just talked about it on, was it this week's episode?
I think it was. Famous Sidekicks trivia.
Yeah, it was Famous Sidekicks, the one that just came out this week. We talked about Toy Story 4 as being our least favorite Toy Story.
Toy Story 3. That was the GOAT.
Yep, Toy Story 3. It's kind of crazy when the third one is the best one, but that was by far the best one, for sure.
Soon coming, Toy Story 5.
That's right. It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's wild, man. That's going to wrap up our mind move around, but who here is 10 for 10? Anybody 10 for 10? We lost someone on every question so far. All right, that's okay. That's all right. We're still going with the highest number of corrects, so we're doing all right. And I think we have another guest. Fantastic. Come on up, guest. This round now, folks, unfortunately for you guys, is going to get incredibly difficult. I scoured the internet and found the hardest questions I could find for 2010's pop culture trivia. So if you've ever listened to us before, you know to put on your hip waders, double knot your shoes, put on your helmet, chin strap, mouth guards, gloves, 2 pairs of gloves, because it might get cold out there. We're ready for
the Brain Busters.
The Brain Busters. So here we go. We've got a guest with us. Guest, can you introduce yourself?
I'm Janelle Beckett.
This is Janelle Beckett, everybody. Janelle is an awesome host for us. She represents Cycling Brews, who's here actually where we are playing live today. So thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Thank you.
Question number 11. Who is the actor who played Spider-Man in Spider-Man Homecoming in 2017? We're eliciting help from the audience.
There's too many Spider-Man movies.
There are too many Spider-Man movies.
Too many Spider-Man actors.
All right, Janelle, what is your answer?
Tom Holland.
Tom Holland. All right, lad, what do you think?
I also think it's Tom Holland.
That's a safe guess, considering Janelle got help from the audience. That is correct. Tom Holland. Is correct. And the bar rejoices. All right. Fantastic. Yes, there are so many Spider-Man movies and actors. It's hard to keep track of them all. Thank you so much, Janelle, for coming on up and volunteering. Yep. And it's kind of crazy. He did a lot of his own stunts, and he actually learned gymnastics to do that. Like, kind of wild.
I was going to say Andrew Garfield, but I figured that, like, what was the last movie of Avengers?
You're asking the wrong dude.
Endgame or Infinity War. I think it was Endgame. Like, I think that was in, like, what, 2020? I think so? Maybe.
Why not?
I don't know.
Why not?
I don't really care about Marvel, but I expected Tom Holland to come out of your mouth as the answer.
There we go. All right, we're going to move on to question 12. The Greatest Showman in 2017 featured Hugh Jackman portraying the life and times of this real-life circus promoter. Hugh Jackman portrayed this dude in The Greatest Showman. All right, lad, what's your answer?
Phineas Barnum.
P.T. Barnum is correct. Good job, lad. Nice.
Thank you.
That was a great movie. I really enjoyed it. Crazy enough, it is heavily fictionalized, like incredibly. Like so much of the movie actually was made up for the movie. It follows largely a lot of some of the things that happened, but they made up and embellished a ton in the movie The Greatest Showman. Did you know that?
No, I did actually not.
No. But... still a good movie otherwise. The music is pretty good.
Yeah.
I enjoy it.
Not as good as Hamilton.
Not as good as Hamilton. That
and
is
it
correct.
And Hamilton was much less fictionalized.
Sure.
Because it was an actual biography.
Yeah. To a point. But yeah. Excellent. Question number 13. Who created... Yes. Sorry. Let me say that again. Who created the pop smash single Uptown Funk... alongside Bruno Mars? This is a tough one. Everyone knows Bruno Mars in Uptown Funk, but who was the other mind behind that song? Lad, what do you think?
Mark Ronson.
Mark Ronson is correct. The lad got it. I did not expect that out of you. Yeah. Nice, man. Yeah. I suppose if you're playing the song on like an iPad or something, you always see the artist. Like if it comes on the radio, you never really get to see that. But yeah, that's
cool.
Well, because
you're always driving.
That's true. I don't get to look at the radio. Fantastic. Mark Ronson. Is Uptown Funk the song that he used to dance with the Emmetts? Yes. So when Emmett was really little, this is a fun little baby story, is we used to turn the lights in the kitchen used to kind of shine down onto the wall. And when Emmett was like way, way smaller, we would put Uptown Funk and he would dance with his shadows. And he thought it was like and he's like, I'm dancing with the Emmetts. And it was the cutest thing.
What a way to embarrass me in front of.
You're welcome.
Tens of people.
I'm your father. That's what I'm here to do. Yes. All right. Question number 14. The app Musical.ly, where people made short music videos, would later merge and become this famous app. I do remember when Musical.ly was a thing. It was a thing. All right, lad, what do you think?
TikTok?
He guesses TikTok, and he's correct. Yes. Yes, TikTok merged with the app Musical.ly. They took them over, and that's what became TikTok. Good job, man. Yeah, I remember when that app first came out, and I'm like, so you just lip sync to videos? Okay, all right. And it, well, now look at where TikTok's become. So, yeah, pretty wild stuff.
Got banned for one day?
What was that?
TikTok got banned for one day? Look where we are now.
That is true. All right, question number 15. Which video game won Game of the Year in 2017 and features the hero Link? Be specific, though. You got to know which one. All right, lad. Game of the Year 2017. Which one?
The Legend of Zelda, Breath of the Wild.
Legend of Zelda is correct. Breath of the Wild is also correct. Nice. Did you just do it? Did we just get there?
Yep.
This is the lad's first ever perfect game. He pitched a no-hitter today. He's come close many, many times. This is the first time you were all here live to see it. Fantastic. That was great. Excellent.
All right, come to every recording. Yes. You guys are my lucky.
You all need to come to our bonus room every Tuesday afternoon when we sit down to record this, and all join us. Excellent. Very nice job, man. Fantastic. All right, so what we're going to do is we are going to ask you what your scores were. So everything is out of 15. You either got it right or wrong. If you have 5 or more, put your hand in the air and keep it there. 5 or more. If you have 8 or more, keep them up. 10 or more. 11. 12 or more. Oh, we still got hands up. We got 13 or more. 14? Okay, so we had 2 14s? All right. So we had 2 co-winners at 14 out of 15, correct? Fantastic. We've got some prizes for you. I think the mom will come around and help you out here. So we would really love, now we didn't do it at this live event because we have people with us in person, but if you want to be a part of this podcast on a weekly basis, we have this thing called SpeakPipe. Go to www.speakpipe.com/dadladtrivia, and it's we'll put the link in the description of this episode as well. But you can hop on there, you record a question, leave your name, where you're listening from, and also make sure to give us the answer. And we ask a question of the fans every single episode. And we would love, even if you've made one before, make another one. Send another one in, because we would love to have you even more fan content on our podcast. So log on to SpeakPipe and record one of those. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you all for coming out for this first round. Don't go anywhere, though. We still got another round of trivia to go. We want to give a huge thanks to Cycling Brews in DePere, Wisconsin, for hosting us. They have been awesome, giving us this awesome space to play in. We also, if you do enjoy this episode and you like what you're listening to, please log on to your Apple or Spotify and leave us a 5-star review or a comment or both and let us know. So all of those reviews help us find other families who like trivia just like you. All right, lad, final thoughts on your crowning victory today. What do you think?
I really had fun. I think this is the greatest episode I've ever done. I think it was just the motivation of the fans of the Dad and Lad, of Family Trivia with Dad and Lad, just watching us go through all these questions.
Yeah.
It's really, really enlightening.
Awesome. Nice. He thanks the fans. Man, get this guy in front of a press conference and everything. That's great. Thank you so much for tuning in each and every week. We would not do this podcast without you, the listeners. Thank you so much, and we'll see you later. We'll see you later.
Alligators!